Lodestar, written by Shannon Messenger and read by Caitlin Kelly.
Preface. This is what they want. The words tumbled through Sophie's mind as she raced up the spiral staircase, counting her steps, trying to guess which door to take. The first handle she tried was locked. Another opened into darkness. A third revealed a path that glowed with eerie blue balefire sconces. The floor shook as she hesitated, and threads of dust slipped through the ceiling, scratching her throat and making it hurt to breathe. She followed the flames. Back and forth the hall snaked, a careful maze designed to deceive, swallow, separate. The tremors grew with every step, the shifting subtle but unmistakable. And too far away. No one else would feel the ripples swelling, like waves gathering speed. They were too focused on their celebration. Too caught up in their imagined victory. Too trusting, too blind, too late. The ground rattled harder, the first fissures crackling the stones. This is what they want. 1.
This is a security nightmare,
Sandor grumbled, keeping his huge gray hand poised over his enormous black sword. His squeaky voice reminded Sophie more of a talking mouse than a deadly bodyguard. Several prodigies raced past, and Sandor pulled Sophie closer as the giggling group jumped to pop the candy-filled bubbles floating near the shimmering crystal trees. All around them, kids were running through the confetti-covered atrium in their amber-gold level 3 uniforms, capes flying as they caught snacks and bottles of lush berry juice and stuffed tinsel-wrapped gifts into the long white thinking caps dangling from everyone's lockers. The midterms celebration was a Foxfire Academy tradition, hardly the impending doom Sandor was imagining. And yet, Sophie understood his concern. Every parent roaming the streamer-lined halls, every face she didn't recognize, any of them could be a rebel, a villain, the enemy. Sandor watched Sophie tug on her eyelashes, her nervous habit, back in full force.
Nothing is going to happen,
he promised, tucking her blonde hair behind her ear with a surprisingly gentle touch for a 7-foot-tall goblin warrior. It definitely helped having Sandor back at her side, especially after almost losing him during the battle on Mount Everest. And Sandor wasn't the only goblin at Foxfire anymore. Each of the 6 wings in the main campus building had been assigned its own patrol, with 2 additional squadrons keeping watch over the sprawling grounds. The council had also added security throughout the Lost Cities. They had to. The ogres were still threatening war. And in the 3 weeks since Sophie and her friends had returned from hiding with the Black Swan, the Neverseen had scorched the main gate of the sanctuary and broken into the registry in Atlantis. Sophie could guess what the rebels had hoped to gain from the elf's secret animal preserve. They obviously didn't know that she'd convinced the council to set the precious alicorns free. But the registry attack remained a mystery. The counselors kept careful records on every elf ever born, and no one would tell her if any files had been altered or stolen. A bubble popped on Sophie's head, and Sandor caught the box of prattles that had been hovering inside.
If you're going to eat these, I should check them first, he told her.
Sandor's wide, flat nose scented no toxins in the nutty candy, but he insisted on examining the pin before handing them over. Every box of prattles came with a special collectible inside. And in the past, the Black Swan had used them to send Sophie messages.